I bake decent sweets, 75% of them come out correct. I play music and sing songs with my dad, but I miss notes and mess up lyrics. I keep plants in my room, hoping to have inherited my mother's green thumb, yet every plant I have ever had has died. I write for my school newspaper, but I have horrible spelling. I play field hockey on junior varsity. For as long as I can remember, I have loved trying new things, and always tried every activity I could get my hands on. And then I got older. That excitement of trying new activities became taken over by the pressure that I was supposed to start excelling at one hobby instead of having many. I ended up with the reality that I was decent at a lot of things, but not exceptional at one. I watched my peers grow up and find their passions, uncovering exactly who they wanted to be, while I stood, stuck in a body that couldn't seem to figure out who she was. I felt ashamed and embarrassed. I was supposed to be amazing at something that I could pursue, but when I looked at my life, all I saw were started projects left unfinished. For every accomplishment someone else made, a tangle of jealousy blasted up inside of me. As a high school student, constant pressure made me forget to live, forget to experience my youth. I was consumed by the lie that I should work only on my future instead of live in the present. I forgot about the small things that made my life my own. The weekends I spend reading books in my room, learning to love the comfort of being alone. The new recipes I tried just for the fun of it. My brother and I making each other laugh so hard we can't look at each other, for the fear that we may never catch our breath. Those are the things I live for. I may never excel at one thing, but these experiences are what make my life worth living, and remind me that being okay at a lot of things is better than my life being taken over by the idea that I am only meant to be great at one thing. I am simple. I live for what I love. And loving something doesn't mean I have to be exceptional at it. I get to be exceptionally average at everything. With a perspective, I'm Jillian Reynolds.